Yeah, and I'm on the radio when you abuse me, Miss Chavez. All right, Bulldog fans, Ben Moore here with you. They're going to be the national anthem here just a second after the school songs. And so, I want to speak, make sure you can hear me, get everything set for this by-district matchup as the Bulldogs take on the Westbrook Wildcats. Double check my settings, making sure I can hear myself and that you can hear me. Nice, cool evening here in Colorado City. Not much wind. All right, so I think you can hear me. Last message it worked through. 10:05 left until kickoff. Nice, cool evening for the Bulldogs as they take on the Westbrook Wildcats. The wind is blowing here at the field. It's growing just a little bit from the right to the left. The flags aren't moving, but Westbrook has some, glitter streamer things that you put on, like, your Christmas tree, and they're blowing. So there is a little bit of a backwind or a tailwind, but not much. Probably the coldest game of the year we've played, but shape up to be a great night for a by-district mashup. I'm going to take a break for just a second, because as soon as Westbrook is done with their school song, they're going to do the national anthem. And so I'll come back to you and join you after the national anthem. Fans, I hope you can still hear me. The national anthem has been played. The Bulldogs are heading into their helmet. The Westbrook's heading into their inflatable helmet. The Bulldogs are sitting up there. Captains this week. It's going to be the same four that have been there all season long. McCallan, White, Rios, and Weaver. Four seniors for the Bulldogs. Westbrook's sitting up there. I got a roster for Westbrook, but I'm not certain who their main players are. They're going to be taking the handoff and stuff, so we'll figure that out as we go. Just bear with me on names, but we'll get it down here in just a little bit. Waiting for Westbrook to get set. There we go. Bulldog captains to get the numbers ready to go out into midfield. They're the Wildcats. They're going to go with theirs too. Let me grab my book. I can already tell you the numbers on Westbrook's jerseys are just outlined with white. They're not solid, so the inside's the same color as the outside. That's going to be a struggle for me tonight as I watch their numbers and try to figure out who is doing what. So we'll do our best. I will sound confident, and you will have no idea. None the wiser. I want to give a big thanks to all of our sponsors and just read through everybody real quick. Sponsors for the broadcast are Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn & Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall & Snyder, Legacy Fuels, Snyder Iron & Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, First Bank & Trust. The Bulldogs are going to receive at the beginning. The rest of the sponsors are the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Booster Club, S. McCallum Photography, and Cosmo Memorial Hospital. Thank you guys for sponsoring the broadcast and everything we've got going on. I'm going to get out of the way because we're about to run out of the tunnel and mow me over if I don't get over here. So again, a rematch of last year's by-district game. hoping that this year the Bulldogs can take the victory from the Wildcats. All right, we've got four referees tonight, five. I'll go ahead and give you a heads up, too. There's a giant 50 that's in turf on the middle of the field, and so there's a very good chance that I'm going to yell if they're on the 50 of the field. There you go. Bulldogs ran out of the tunnel, ready to roll. Give you some scores and some updates from around. Knox City is currently beating Borden County 22-8 at the end of the first quarter. Snyder is leading Seminole 7-0 with early in the second quarter. Sterling City defeated Hermley last night. And those are the games that I've got on my app that would be of interest to us from around Sterling County. So there you go. You heard the buzzers going off. You get a team or hurt the teams running out of the tunnel. And now it's just a matter of time before we kick off this bi-district matchup. Again, the Bulldogs are going to receive the kick, and they're going to receive it on the left side of the field. So they're going to be going from left to right. I opted to stand on the sideline this year. I kind of enjoy calling the games from the sideline more than I have from a top. I feel like I'm more involved. I can hear things, and there's a little bit more energy down here. And so that's what I opted to do. All right, the Bulldogs going to send back Tania. Who's going to be back deep? I saw him in pregame practice and catches from kind of the end-over-end kicks, and it looks like what Westbrook is going to do. Again, they lined up four guys on that side, and they've got their kicker who's aiming it right at depth. That's going to do end-over-end kick. It's going to be recovered by Weaver, who's immediately hit by the Bulldog or the Wildcats and brought down. So it's going to be Bulldog ball, first and 15. The ball's going to be on the 31-yard line. I'm really going to have to depend on the scoreboard for yard line markers. We're on an 11-man field, and so the number marker is not anywhere close to a half mark. Martin gets it. He's sitting in the eye right eye. There's a snap. It's going to be a rollout looking to throw it. He sets up a short to Weaver. Weaver gets the ball, immediately hit by a Wildcat. It'll pick up about 7-8 yards. We'll see exactly where that spot is. They're saying 3-5, but I can see better than I can. So that's going to be a 2nd and 12 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be at the Bulldogs 34-yard line. 9 minutes, 28 seconds left in the first. All tied up here, but Bulldogs have the ball near midfield. It's set in the Ira eye. This time it's on the near hash mark. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch to McCown on the outside. McCown gets around the edge. It's going to be pushed around by the Wildcats. But not before he gains a good chunk of yards. Should be about a 3rd and around 5. Yep, they're saying 3rd and 7. Ball's going to be on the 39-yard line. So, big 3rd down play for the Bulldogs. 9:09 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs get set in the Iron High on the near hash mark. There's the snap. It's going to be Martin rolling out again to throw the ball. He's got Weaver deep, tosses it deep. Weaver reaches out. Incomplete. Just a little bit outside of Weaver's hands, and it looks like there may have been some hand-checking going on, but nothing was called. So it's going to be 4th and 7 for the Bulldogs. Ball on the 39-yard line on the Bulldogs' 5 of the half. 9:01 left in the first quarter. All tied at 0-0. Huge 4th down play for the Bulldogs. Get some offensive momentum to start the game would be wonderful. Getting set in the Ira eye, still on the near hash mark. There's the snap. Flag him out. Yeah, put the delay of game on the Bulldogs. That's going to back him up another five. But now it's going to be a 4th-and-12 for the Bulldogs coming from their 34-yard line. That's the first time this year I remember a delay of game penalty against the Bulldogs. So Partain gets the play, run back to the huddle, tell the teams, and they'll get set in the IRI and get rolling. 9 minutes even left in the first quarter, 0-0, 4th-and-12 for the Bulldogs from their own 34-yard line. Now they have 5 seconds left on the clock when they break the huddle. Got a new formation, 2 receivers, the far side, 1 to the near side. There's the snap, it's back. Flag line, this is going to be offside against the Bulldogs. So all year long, the Bulldog team has been extremely disciplined, very rarely getting called for penalties, and right out of the bat tonight, we're having 2 penalties on the Bulldogs. So now it's going to be a 4th-and-17 for the Bulldogs from their own 29-yard line. Initially, at the start of this, for those 2 penalties, it was 4th-and-7 from the 39, and now they've got 17 yards to go for the first. Coming in the same formation, 2 receivers on the far side, 1 to the air, 2 in the backfield. There's that pitchback. Partain is looking to throw the ball. He pops it. DC has 2 receivers in the area. And it's going to fall incomplete. The ball kind of, I don't know if it got caught up in the wind or it looks like Partain got hit when he was throwing it. But it just kind of sat in the air and floated and then fell down. The Westbrook defender knocked it to the ground. And so that's a turnover on down. So it's going to be Westbrook ball now on the Bulldog 29-yard line. 8:53 left in the first quarter, and the dominant dog defense is going to have to step up. Westbrook gets breaks the huddle. They come out in a V formation. There's the snap. Quarterback's rolling out, looking to throw the ball. He's going to dump it short, but it's going to fly over the intended receiver's head, incomplete. That was number 20, who was the quarterback, Roberts. Get my deal open and mark that. So he was just doing the Bulldog defense, when they struggled, where they struggled is they can put pressure on the quarterback so they can cover the deep passes. It's those outlets that have really hurt him. That's what he tried to go to, but the ball was too short. Now it's going to be a pitch back to Roberts running on the far side. Roberts gets around the edge. It's going to be short by several Bulldog defenders, but he's going to get into the end zone for a touchdown. That puts the score 6-0. Wildcats up, and they're going to try for the field goal here. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it's good. So, with 8:37 left in the first, the Wildcats take an early lead, 8-0. The Bulldogs are going to need to respond here. Sponsors for this broadcast include Prosperity Bank. Proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Pizza in a slider. Pizza is an all-day pizza buffet plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 9, 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza has been making pizza this slider since 1978 and is locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all the pizza dough fresh every day, never frozen. We have a convenient pickup window for to-go orders, and delivery is available through DoorDash. Another sponsor is Sonic Drive, and Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located on College Avenue in Snyder. They have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30 a.m. and go half price drinks all day when you use the Sonic app to order ahead. All right, Bulldogs down 8-0, about to get the kickoff. Last time the Wildcats kicked the kick end over end from the near side to the far side. They're set up to do the same thing here. The Bulldogs have Juarez, Weaver, and Rios there. Ball falls end over end. The Bulldogs are yelling at the Wildcats are yelling at him, and they recover it. So the ball, they do that end over end kick, and it took a weird bounce at the end. It didn't bounce like forward, it bounced straight up, and so Weaver stepped back. I guess he didn't think he hit Dom the 10, 15 yards it was supposed to go, and instead, the Wildcats jumped on it, and now it's going to be Wildcat ball at the Bulldogs' 36-yard line. 8:36 left in the first. Bulldogs down 8-0 and looking for the dominant dog defense to step up here. Bobcats get set under center with two in the backfield. There's a snap, rolling out to throw, looking to pass it. Quarterback hit as he throws the ball off to the deep, but it's going to be deflected by Payton. Incomplete. Allen, who put a smack and hit on the quarterback right as he was throwing the ball, put it out just a little bit too far for his receiver, and then Payton had great coverage on him, was over right there. So, incomplete. Now it's going to be a 2nd and 15 for the Wildcats on the 36-yard line of the Bulldogs. 8:28 left in the first. Bulldogs down 8-0. Wildcat snaps the ball, kicks it back to some of the different running back. Gets around the near side of the ball, now he gets back to the other side of the field. And it's a touchdown. That was Stark for the Wildcats, who just was able to run through. He got an edge on the near side of the Bulldogs' defense. And then he had to cut all the way back on the other side of the field. There were Bulldogs all around him, but he was just able to get in the end zone before he got hit. Now the Wildcats are going through the kick. There's a snap to hold the kick. The ball is up, and it's good. So, with 8:15 left in the first, the Wildcats are up 16-0 quickly on the Bulldogs. So we're going to need to string together a series of some good offensive plays to stay in this one. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Anytime Fitness, with 24/7 access to the gym, access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world, personal team training, nutritional coaching, personal showers, hydro massage, tanning beds, nutritional supplements, and every member receives a free Get Started plan at Anytime Fitness. Another sponsor for the broadcast is West Texas State Bank, serving Scurry County and the local area since 1950. With a local board of directors, their mission is to provide friendly and professional financial services. We're big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. Access your bank via our lobby, drive-in, online mobile app, telebank, and ATMs. All right. Westbrook gets set to do the same thing. He never keeps the far side. The first time the Bulldogs recovered, the second time Westbrook got it. He's going to do the same thing. The ball's rolling the same way. It's going to be picked up by Allen, who falls forward. So it's going to be Bulldog ball right around midfield. Let's see exactly where they spot it. Bulldogs trailing 16-0. Looking for some offensive line to score here. 8:15 left in the first quarter. And Bulldogs break the huddle. Going to get set in the higher eye on the far hash mark. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to McCallum around the far side. McCallum taken down. He's going to gain about 2-3 yards. We'll see exactly what they say. But the Bulldogs should be right at about midfield. 8 minutes left in the first and counting. Yep. So it's going to be a 1st and 12 for the, or 2nd and 12 for the Bulldogs now. Ball's on the 20-yard line. Partain gets his team set in the higher eye on the far hash mark. There's the snap. Partain rolls out to the inside, looking to throw the ball. And one receiver on the far side of the field is Weaver. Weaver jumps up. He's hitting. He's trying to catch the ball. Drops it, so it falls incomplete. I don't know if there's more wind up high or what's happening. Partain's getting hit, but when he throws the ball, it's just kind of floating in the air. He's not done that all year long. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 12 for the Bulldogs, with 7:31 left in the first, trailing 16-0, looking for a spark. Bulldogs get set in the higher eye on the far hash mark on the 40-yard line. There's a snap. Partain rolls out in the throw. He's going to cut the short to McCallum, running the outside. McCallum's got the ball. Going to be tackled by one Wildcat defender. Gets the ball back to right by the line of scrimmage, maybe just a little bit further. So now it's going to be a 4th and 12 for the Bulldogs from midfield. Let's 7 minutes, 3 seconds left in the first and counting. Bulldogs down 0-16, but driving. Big fourth down play for the Bulldogs. Come out in with two receivers from the north side, one's the near side, and two sacks in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to Partey, looking to throw the ball. He releases it deep. He's got a wide open receiver whose hit as he jumps up to catch the ball, and it falls incomplete. Again, I don't know. They're putting pressure on Partey. I don't know if that's what's doing it or if there's something else going on. He's normally got some zip on those balls and can zip them down there. Something's happening with them in the air, and they're kind of flipping and turning in over in. So that's going to be a turnover on downs. Now the Diamond Dog defense comes back out. It'll be first and 15 for the Wildcats from midfield. The Bulldog defense is capable of making some stops, and I believe they can. Just need to have a little bit of luck and something fall in their way before it happens here. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath the Wildcats. It's going to be by Allen. He's going to drag the running back down for a loss of a couple yards. There you go. That's what you're looking for from this defense, the defense that's been able to do this all year long. So it's going to set up a second and maybe about 15 and a half. They're going to keep it at 15 on the board, but they moved the ball about a half yard back. It's set right at midfield. Now the nose of it is on the nose of it is on the yard line with the booty of it sticking out on the Westbrook side. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch back to Roberts. Roberts has the ball running on the far side. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by the Bulldogs. It's like it was Pena who was there to level the hit on him. They'll get enough for a first down. So it's going to be a first and 15 for the Wildcats from the Bulldog 23-yard line. Get set. They pitch it to the running back, who's now going to try to cut up the middle. And he's going to be able to walk in for a touchdown. So the Wildcats have two running backs. They have Roberts, who is a big, strong running back, and then they have another guy who's real small and kind of shifty, and that's what he did there is he was able to find a hole. And cut through, and there was just no one there. So now it's going to be 22-0. The Wildcats up as they get ready to kick the PAT. There's a snap that holds the kick. The ball is up, and it's good. So that puts the score 24-0 here about midway through the first quarter. Our sponsor for the broadcast is Mitch Hall and Snyder. Your local GM dealership wants to take care of your vehicle sales, service, parts, and needs. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction, building a long-term relationship with our customers. Another sponsor is Legacy Fuels, established in 1937. We sell propane, fuel, bulk oils, and cased goods. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Snyder Iron and Metal with 5 locations, Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. The top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, and car bodies, iron, and tin. Service for pipe and rods are available. Another sponsor is Texas Farm Bureau, which agent Stormy Seller, providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote and First Bank and Trust in Snyder. Thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts and supporting the Bulldogs. Things have not been breaking the Bulldogs way here early in the first quarter, but this team is resilient, and I am hurt. We'll find a way to fight back and claw their way back into the game. There's the kick. It's another end-over-end kick from the near side to the far side. It's going to be picked up by. They're saying there's some confusion on the field. They're doing that end-over-end kick. The Bulldogs ran to get on it. The Wildcats. Now that we'll see exactly what they're calling. Maybe it didn't go far enough before the Wildcats touched it or there was an offside. The referees are all kind of gathered together. They're saying it's a Bulldog ball. .551 left in the first. Bulldogs down 24-0. But on offense, getting in the Pope Naira high. It's going to have a first and 15. The ball's going to be set at the 36-yard line on the far hash mark. It said with two receivers on the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. Now they motion one of the receivers to the near side. There's a snap. Ball flies over Partain's head in the backfield. He takes that look to throw it to his receiver. Has it just toss it incomplete. It has to through the ball. It was just one of those. The Bulldogs have been under center most of the season. That time the snap just got away. I don't know if it went over his head or the side or if he missed it. It went behind him. He made a heads-up play. They just grabbed the ball, turned around. He had three Wildcats right in his face. And so Partain just jumped the ball out to the sideline, safe, getting sacked for 15 yards. Nothing we're going to call an intentional grounding. So going to back him up even more. I don't think he got all the way to the line of scrimmage. So now it's going to be a second and 25 for the Bulldogs. And they're going to be coming from their 26-yard line. 5:41 left in the first. The Bulldogs down 24-0. Sorry, I said 10. This is a 15-yard penalty. Second and 31. All right, Bulldogs get set. Two receivers, far side, one to the near side, two in the back. Another motion, Pena out to the near side. There's the snap. Partain gets the ball a little bit short to Pena. Pena's got the ball on the near side. He can take one defender. He's able to pull him around before he's pushed out of bounds. It's a gain of several yards. We'll see. Again, they're running 11-man field, and so the chains are not on any line. They're not by any hash marks, so it's hard for me to tell exactly how many yards they gained or not. So looks like that was about a 4-yard pickup for Pena. So it's going to be 3rd and 27 now. Ball's on the Bulldogs 24-yard line. 5:30 left in the first quarter. And Coach Goodwin's going to go ahead and call a timeout. So, first timeout of the game. Bulldogs down 24-0, but finding a little bit of a groove on offense. 5:30 left. Bulldogs down 24-0. Looking to strike here with a quick touchdown. Another sponsor for the broadcast is First Church of God in Ira. Ira First Church of God is building a community of believers with biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning worship at 11. Our Wednesday class, Bible learning and sharing together for youth, children, youth, and adults, begins at 6 p.m. with the meal, followed by age-graded classes at 7. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Rocky and youth pastor Susan invite you to join us this week. Go Bulldogs. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples, to make disciples to gospel center preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. The Sunday class for all ages at 10 a.m. worship service at 11 with expository book by book, verse by verse preaching. A youth, kids, and prayer meeting Wednesdays with a meal starting at 6 p.m. Get more information at fbcira.com or search Ira Baptist on Facebook or Instagram. All right, Bulldogs getting set. We're going over the play in the huddle. Like I said, there are two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. This has been a passing formation for the Bulldogs. Now they're going to motion Pena out to the near side. There's the snap. Partain gets the ball, looking to throw it. He's going to toss it deep to Weaver, and it's going to be intercepted by the Wildcats. Looks like there was a misunderstanding. Weaver cut on the inside. Partain threw it to the outside, and there was just a defensive back who was there to get it. So it's going to be a turnover. The Wildcats are going to get the ball back. They're going to be on their own 33-yard line. It's going to be a 1st and 15 with 5:22 left in the first. The Bulldogs are down 24-0, and the Dominant Dog defense is going to have to step up and make a play. They had some good plays there, but this combo running back from the Wildcats has been pretty potent. One guy that's really fast, one guy that's really strong. There's a snap. They pick it back to number 4 for the Wildcats, who weasels his way through the line of scrimmage. It's going to be brought down by McCown, but not before he picks up about 10 yards. So it's going to be a 2nd and 2 for the Wildcats from their own, from the Bulldogs 34 now. Oh, Wildcats hit that same formation. They're under center with two guys side by side in the backfield. There's the snap. Going to be a rollout looking to throw the ball. Quarterback being chased by Rios. Throws the ball just straight into the ground. It looked like he tried to pump fake it and it slipped out of his hands and hit the ground. So, great defensive play by the Bulldogs. Now they third and two. Rios was right there on the quarterback. He pumped. I guess it was a pump fake. He tried to throw the ball. Like he threw his arm like he was going to, and it was down like 5 feet. And so now it's a third and two. The Wildcats get set under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch back to Ware. It's going to have enough for the first down. Now it cuts across the field going the other way. And it's going to be a touchdown. That's his third touchdown of the night, and I think all three of his touchdowns have been on that play. And he's done the exact same thing. He's just very quick. And so he runs to the near side of the field. The Bulldogs are there, and then he cuts back and runs all the way to the other side of the field, is able to score. Wildcats kick a field goal. It's going to be good. So the score now is going to be 32-0 with 4:25 left in the first quarter. Another sponsor for the broadcast is the Ira Booster Club. On behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming school year. Another sponsor is S. McCallum Photography, Volume Sports Photography, Senior, Portrait, and Game Day Photography. If you mention this ad, they will give you a 20% discount and a full personal session for new bookings only. Another sponsor is Tonga Memorial Hospital. When quality health care is important to you and your family, choose the local care at Tonga Memorial Hospital. We're here to support your health care needs, whether through our telehealth offices, emergency room care, outpatient services, or our extended walk-in clinic hours. For more information, call us at 329-574-7441 or visit TongaHospital.com. Tonga Memorial Hospital, local care when it matters most. All right, Wildcats get set to kick the ball off. We're going to do end-over-end, kicking from here to far. They kick it, ball bounces, and it's going to be picked up by Allen, who just falls on the ground with it. So the Bulldog ball just on their side of midfield. Bulldog in desperate need of putting some points up with this offensive drive. It's one of those games that if they're going to find a way back into the game, it's not going to all happen at once. You're just going to have to take it one play at a time. Down 32-0 with 4:25 left in the first quarter. Looking for a little bit of magic for the Bulldogs. So, just need to get back to their roots, methodically work through everything, and make play mistake-free Bulldogs football like they've done all year round. I believe they can get back in this game. In the IRI on the far hash mark, there's a snap. It's back from the counter on the near side of the counter. Gets across the edge, got one defender to the right. He's going to get tackled by that defender, but not before. He gets about a 10-yard gain. So now it's going to be a second and about 6 or 7 for the Bulldogs. We'll see exactly where they spot it here in a moment. So there's a second and 8. Ball's going to be on the Wildcat 37-yard line with 4 minutes left in the first and counting. It's in the air on the near hash mark. The time of pitch, but the air on the far side. McCown hit in the backfield and brought down. So now it's going to be 3rd and 11 for the Bulldogs. I mean, that defensive player was there. Like McCown had it stacked, the second man back behind the snap. He gets the ball pitched to him, and that guy is right there in his face. He couldn't even get forward hardly at all. So it's going to be a 3rd and 10 now for the Bulldogs. It's in the IRI right at midfield. There's a snap. It's going to be hit up underneath to Weaver. The ball comes out. And it's going to be Wildcat ball. So the Bulldogs are trying to sneak a dive in there. And somehow the ball ended up on the ground. The Wildcats jumped on it. And so now it's a turnover. Second 109 for this Bulldog game, and all year long has really played mistake-free, turnover-free football. Two turnovers in the first quarter is very rare. First and 15 for the Wildcats, setting from their own 34-yard line with 3:06 left in the first. Wildcats get set. They pitch it back to the running back. It's going to be hit on the far side. So it's going to be a second and 9 now. The Wildcats offense reminds me a lot of the Bulldog offense, where the Bulldogs run out of the eye and the Wildcats run it out of, I don't know the formations, will not tell you, but it's the two running backs in the backfield side by side. That was just the same week the Bulldogs run. Wildcats get set under center. There's a snap. Quarterback looking to throw the ball. He's being chased by several Bulldog defenders. Rolls out to the near side, still on his feet. He's going to jump and try it. Picks up by Rio. Rio's on his feet. Rio's going to tackle this for 25 yards on. Huge play by the senior. Quarterback has three Bulldog defenders in his face. Bounces the ball to the cutoff man, and then the senior Rio jumps in front of the ball. Gets it all the way to the 25-yard line. So now it's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Wildcats. 25-yard line. Give a little bit of life with 2:09 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs down 32-0, but they've got momentum. Get set in the Ira Island and near hash mark. There's a snap. Martin gets the ball. Hands it off underneath on a dive. But Pena. Pena gets about a 2 to 3 yard gain. So it's going to be a second and 13 for the Bulldogs now. Ball's on the 23-yard line of the Wildcats. Clock's at 1:50 and counting, but it's the first quarter, so there's no rush. Get set in the Ira Eye on the near hash mark. There's a snap pitch back to McCowan on the near side. McCowan hit the 4. He might have gotten back up to the line of scrimmage. They might have to move it back. Yep, he's going to lose about a yard or 2. So now it's going to set up a 3rd and 14 for the Bulldogs. Ball's on the 24 of the Wildcats now with 1:17 in the first and counting. Martin gets in the Ira Eye. There's a snap that rolls out to the near side, looking to throw the ball, trying to find his receiver. He throws it across the field. He's got Hadley in the end zone. Deflected by the defender. It didn't turn around. I thought you had to turn around. It hit that defender in the back. So it's going to be incomplete. 4th and 14. 54 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs down 32-0, but within striking distance. Big 4th down. The Bulldogs got a defensive stand that they needed. And now they're forced into a 4th and long. 6 seconds left on the game clock. 2 receivers parked by 1 to the near side. This is in the passing formation for the Bulldogs. And Goodwin's going to call a timeout as the game clock was ticking down. All right, some life pumped back into the Bulldog team after that huge play by the senior. Now look at the 4th and 14. I want to say thanks to all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts. Prosperity Bank, Pizza Anna Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Holland Snyder, Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust, and Snyder. The First Church of God at Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Booster Club, F. McCallum Photography, and Cogdell Memorial Hospital. Let me get my phone and we'll check some scores from around the area. All right, Borden County is now up on Knox City, 23-22. Snyder is up at Seminole, 7-0. And those are the games from around here. All right, Bulldogs get set in the same formation. 2 receivers here, but 1 far side. Pitch back 2. Partain loses the ball. He checks the ball. He's got McCown in the end zone. It's going to be incomplete, deflected by the defenders. But they turn over on down by the Bulldogs. 46 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs down 32-0. Ball is at the 24-yard line of the Wildcats. Wildcats get set in a new formation. They got one receiver at the far side, one receiver on the near side spread, and three in the backfield. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch back to the quarterback who's looking to throw the ball, being chased by several Bulldog defenders. He's going to throw it forward. It's going to hit the turf. Ball incomplete. So now it's going to be a second and 18 for, or 15 for the Wildcats. Ball's at the near hash mark. On the 24-yard line, 42 seconds left in the first. Bulldogs down 32-0, but the dominant dog defense has stepped up. And they're going to have to step up here again. Wildcats come out in the spread again. Three in the backfield, one receiver on each side, spread out far. There's a snap. Pitch fast to the quarterback being chased by Hatley. Hatley looks at the throw the ball. Has got to step it off short, and the ball's going to fall incomplete. The Bulldogs really cover the passes well. The deep end of the passes by the corners were covered great. There's a lot of pressure by the pass rushers. When the passing downs have hurt the Bulldogs is when they hit those cutoff men. But by and large, for the whole season, the Bulldogs have done great at defending those plays. 34 seconds left in the first quarter. Third and 15 for the Wildcats coming from their own 25-yard line, and now they're going to come back in tight. There's that's going to be a pitch back to Rogers, who's got the ball. Now he's at midfield, got enough for a first down. He's still on his feet. He's going to be brought down by Rios. So they first off. Rogers flips the field at a 40-yard run. Ball's going to be at the Bulldog 19-yard line. It'll be first and 15. 19 seconds left in the first and counting. Wildcats going to try to get another playoff. And they will. There's a snap pitch to the near side. And the running back is going to waltz into the end zone for a touchdown. So, score 38-0. Wildcats going to try the PAT. There's the snap that holds the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. So, score is now 40-0 with 5 seconds left in the first quarter. The Wildcats will kick off to the Bulldogs here momentarily. All right, let me give you some scores from around the area. Fort County is up on Knox City, 23-22 with 7 seconds left in the half. Snyder is leading Seminole at halftime. Nazareth, with another coach good one, is leading Turkey Valley at 24-5. And what's the games going on from around our area that would be of interest to us? All right, Bulldogs coming out looking for a spark, anything really to get going. Rios had that interception of the Wildcats the last time around, put some life back into the Bulldog offense, which that drive ultimately stalled out. Looking at a 40-0 deficit with 5 seconds left in the first quarter, the only thing you can really do for the Bulldogs is just methodically keep it in front of you and just keep playing football and see what happens. There's the kick. It's going to be picked up by Weaver. Weaver is hitting. He's trying to get the ball. That's a penalty. He's trying to catch the ball. He's hit. I guess it's not on the kickoff, but Bulldogs recover with 3 seconds left in the first quarter. Bulldogs down 40-0. Ball's going to be set on their own 32-yard line. First and 15. Clock stopped at 3 seconds, so they're really just going to get one play off before toward the end of the verse. There's that pitch back to McCallum. We're on the far side. McCallum still on his feet. He's at the 30 and the 20. Great play by the Bulldogs. Coming into the game with a sweep run out of that formation. McCallum's able to get a 48-yard touchdown run, put some life in the Bulldogs right at the end of the first quarter. The never give up senior runs in, and so now the Bulldogs are going to try the extra point kick. Cabrera is the kicker. Hernandez is the holder. Rios the snapper. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. It is good! So, some life in the Bulldogs, 40-8 down, but you just scored going into the end of the first quarter. See what we can wriggle up here in the second quarter. Scores 40-8. I want to say thank you to our sponsors who support this broadcast. One of them is Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers huge checking and home financing. Another sponsor is Pizza Inn. Pizza Inn has an all-day pizza buffet plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza Inn has been making pizzas in Snyder since 1978. It is locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes our pizza dough fresh every day, never frozen. We have a convenient pickup window for to-go orders, and delivery is available through DoorDash. All right, Bulldogs get ready to kick after they flip the field. Now they're going from the right to the left. And Hatley's going to kick the ball end over end, try to get it up and do it on a kick. It's going to roll out of bounds, not go far enough. And so now, it'll be Bulldog or Wildcat ball. So, it'll be first and goal from the ball's going to be at the Bulldog, at the Wildcat, or no, Bulldog 33-yard line. Bulldogs down 40-8, just scored with the last play of the first quarter. Got some life in them, really needs a good defensive stand here. There's the snap. Bobcats hand the ball off on the far side. Running back still on his feet. We've got one Bulldog there. He's going to take him down. Stop at about the 2-yard line. So now it's going to be a first and goal from the 2 for the Wildcats. It was Rios who went the tackle. So it's first and goal for the Wildcats from the 2. Ball to the far hash mark. It's set under center. There's the snap. It's going to be handoff underneath for the Wildcats and a touchdown. That puts the score 46-8 early in the second quarter. Wildcats get ready for the PAT. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. So Wildcats are up 48-8 at the beginning of the second quarter. 9:24 left in the second. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Sonic. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located on College Avenue in Snyder. We have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30, or enjoy half-price drinks all day. We use the Sonic app to order ahead. Another sponsor is Anytime Fitness, with 24/7 access to gym, access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world. Personal and team training, nutritional coaching available. Personal showers, hydro massage, any bed, nutritional supplements, and every member receives a free get started plan. All right, Bulldogs going to be receiving. If you're looking at the field on the right side, they're going to send Tanya back deep, but Westbrook's been doing an end-over-end kick on the far side, and stacked over there, Bulldogs have Flores, Rios, and Weaver. Clears the ticket to end over and dig, and it's going to be picked up by Weaver, who falls down on it. The Bulldogs are going to get the ball. The ball rolled a little too far for comfort. It's going to be placed at the Bulldog 27-yard line. 9:22 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 48-8. The last offensive play they ran was a touchdown. Two receivers for the far side. One to the near side. Two stacked in the backfield. There's the snap. It's going to be a hit from the counter on the far side. The counter cuts it up in the middle. He's going to power his way forward for several yards. Looks like the Bulldogs have found something on offense. It's going to be about a 3-4 yard gain. Second and 11 for the Bulldog offense from their own 31-yard line, down 48-8. 8:55 in the half and counting. Two receivers from the near side, one to the far side, two stacked in the backfield. There's a snap. It's going to be a hit to McCown on the far side. McCown's got to cut it up underneath. Maybe he got back to the line of scrimmage. Now they're going to give him about a yard. So that should be a second and 10. The second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be at the Bulldogs 32-yard line now. 8:20 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 48-8, but have found a little bit of rhythm on offense. And the Bulldogs are going to call another timeout. So, let's start that out for the Bulldogs. 8:08 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 48-8. But have found a little bit of rhythm on offense and looking to go drive down and score. It's going to be a third and 10 when the timeout's over. Another sponsor for the broadcast is West Texas State Bank, serving Scurry County and the local area since 1950. The local board of directors, their mission is to provide friendly and professional financial services. We're big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. Access your banking via our lobby, drive-in, online, mobile app, telebank, and our two ATMs. Another sponsor is Mitch Hall and Snyder, your local GM dealership that wants to take care of your vehicle sales, service, parts, and needs. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction, building a long-term relationship with our customers. Another sponsor is Legacy Fuels, established in 1937. We sell propane, fuel, bulk oil, and taste good. All right. The Bulldogs break the huddle. Coming to a more spread formation than normal. Two receivers near side, one to the far side, two stack in the backfield. There's the snap. Partey gets the ball. Rolling out, looking to pop. He does it. It's deep to the near side of the field for Payne. Payne jumps up. Hit in the head as he's trying to give it. It's going to fall incomplete. So that's going to be a 4th and 10. Ball at the Bulldogs 32-yard line. That was a play where they ran and looked for Arcane, and they've been really trying to get him for the ball tonight. 7:56 left in the first. 9 seconds left on the play clock. The Bulldogs have to get going. 5 seconds left on it now. They're going to have to get down and hit that. 3-2. There's the set. Partey gets the ball rolling out, looking to throw it, trying to find the receiver. Now he's going to dump it off short, hits the turf. Incomplete. It's going to be a turnover on downs. The Bulldogs were trying to get lined up so quick. They snapped the ball with about 2 seconds left on the play clock, and then Partain stayed up close to the line of scrimmage. Was looking for somebody. Had some people on his tail, so he threw it. Just went a little bit low. Hit the ground. And so now the dominant dog defense is back out on the field and is going to have to find a way to make a play again. 48-8, Bulldogs down with 7:48 left in the half. Westbrook gets set under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch. He's running on the near side. Running back going to be hit by several Bulldog defenders. McCaffrey was in there. Pena was hit in on there. McCown was in on the tackle. And Rios was there, too. So it was about a 5-yard gain. So it's going to be a second and 10 for the Wildcats, coming from the Bulldog 27-yard line. 7:23 left in the half and counting. Wildcats get set under center. There's a snap. That's going to be a pitch. The run of the far side. Now it comes back to the near side. It's going to be still dancing around in the backfield. Still on the seat right to the far side. He's hit by Weaver, but not before he shrugged into the end zone for a touchdown. That puts the score 54-8 with 6:50 left in the half. Bulldogs down, and the Wildcats are getting ready for the field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it's good. That's going to put the score 56-8. Bulldogs down with 6:50 left in the half. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Snyder Iron and Metal. Five locations, one in Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top price pay for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, and iron and tin, with structural pipe and rods available. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. Another sponsor is First Bank and Trust in Snyder. Bulldogs get set. They're going to be receiving on the right side if you're looking at the field. Westbrook has done the end-over-end kick every time. The Bulldogs have been Allen, Weaver, and Juarez over that side of the field to be the returners. And there's the kick. It's end over end. Allen gets it. He nailed it. They hit him, but they're going to let it go. So it's going to be Bulldog ball right around midfield. Maybe not quite. Yeah, they're just saying the 34 of the Bulldogs. So first and 15 from the Bulldogs 34 with 6:50 left in the half. Bulldogs break the huddle. They're going to send two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, and two in the backfield. There's the snap. This time Allen's got the ball in the throw. He's going to dump it to Partain. Just outside of Partain's reach, and it's going to fall incomplete. So it's second and 15 now from the 34 of the Bulldogs. 6:41 left in the half. Bulldogs get their huddle set down on the field. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side, two in the back though. There's the snap. Partain pitches it back to Pena. Pena running on the near side of the field. It's going to be hit out of bounds, but not before he gains about two yards to go. Let's see exactly what they say. It's going to be a second and 13 or 14. Yeah, second and 13. Ball's going to be at the 36-yard line of the Bulldogs now. 6:33 left in the half. Bulldogs down 56-8. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, two back to back. So there's a set pitch back. It's Payne around the near side. Now he's got the room to go. If he can get around the corner, he's going to be hit by several Wildcat defenders. Not before he gets about a yard or two down the field. So now it's going to be a 4th and 9 for the Bulldogs. 6:15 left and counting. Bulldogs break the huddle, get on the set in, or get set in the Ira eye. Two receivers near side, one of the far side, not the Ira eye. 2 seconds of the backfield, Partain pitches to McCown, running on the far side. McCown trying to get across the edge. It's going to be pushed out of bounds. I don't think it was enough for a first down, so it's going to be turnover on downs. So it's going to be Wildcat ball at the 39-yard line on the Wildcat side of the 39, or of the Wildcat 39-yard line. Bulldogs down 56-8 with 5:19 left in the half. All right, Bulldogs. Defense is ready. Wildcats get set under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch back to the running back running on the near side. It's going to be hit by several Bulldog defenders. McCowan and Rios, both there pushing out of bounds. It's going to be a second and about four for the Wildcats. Ball is on the Bulldog 31-yard line now. 4:55 left in the half and counting. Wildcats get set under center on the near hash mark. There's a snap, pitch pass to the running back. Ball goes behind him. Could be hit by Payne and both still on the ground. Bulldogs are going to fall. No, ball still going. It's going to be Bulldog ball. Huge play by the dominant Dyer defense. It's the coldest game they've played this year, so Hayes are coming out. Ball was snapped back to, or pitch back to the running back who dropped the ball. Payne went and dove on the ball. Put the ball square out further from him. And then Weaver went and dove on the ball. And so now it's going to be 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Wildcat 28-yard line with 4:22 left in the half. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side, two sacks in the backfield. Now they're motioning Payne in out wider. There's the snap. Partain looking to throw the ball. Touches it deep to Payne on the far right side. Payne comes up. The ball's going to fall. Incomplete, but there's a flag. Finally! See exactly what they call. They're trying to check it and make sure. It looks like a pretty good example of pass interference. You hear it horrible. That's from the Westbrook side, so that's why. But they're going to talk to the white hat will signal it in just a second. We're still waiting to see exactly what it is. They're waving it off. Good night. Terrible. So now it's going to be a 2nd and 15. Ball's going to be from the Bulldog 28-yard line. Coach goes to the fleet in this case. Why are you waving off that flag, man? The referees just... They're not going to take it back, but it is frustrating. I thought that was a clear example of pass interference, but it's one of those empty promises. Okay, we'll watch it next time, and they won't. 2nd and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the Wildcat 28-yard line. Bulldogs back in the IRI. There's the snap. Partain rolls out, stops it. He's going to dump it to McCowan. Drops it. And so now it's going to be 3rd and 15. 4:06 left in the half. Bulldogs down 56-8. Bulldogs send in their play. Back in the Ira eye. There's a snap pitch back to Kenya, who is back there. hit by the Wildcat defender, was able to get about a yard, so now it's going to be a 4th and 14 for the Bulldogs from their from the Wildcat 27-yard line. 3:47 left in the half and counting. Bulldogs down 56-8. Getting set. They're going to choose jersey versus the new sign, one to the far side. Two step in the backfield. Now they're motioning the far receiver out of Pena. There's the set. Partey gets the ball, looking to throw it. He tosses it. He's too Pena on the far side again. And you catch it in the Bulldogs! Perfect pitching catch! Don't call the pass interference. Wave it off. It don't matter. Pena's going to get a touchdown. Bulldogs, 14. There's snap the hole. The kick. The ball is up. It's going to be no good. All right, so Bulldogs down 54-14 with 3:19 left in the half. Another sponsor for the broadcast is the Ira First Church of God, building a community of believers through biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning worship at 11, our Wednesday class. Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, and adults begins at 6 p.m. with the meal, followed by age-grading classes at 7. If you're looking for a church known Pastor Rocky and youth pastor student, I'd like you to join us this week. Go Bulldogs. And a sponsor for the broadcast is the Ira Booster Club. On behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming school year. Another sponsor is F. McCown Photography with Volume Sports Senior Portrait and Game Day Photography available. If you mention this ad, you get a 20% discount on a full personal session for new bookings only. All right, Bulldogs down 56-14. Cabrera gets ready to kick it. Ashley is going to be happy with the end over end kick. He's going to do it down. Bulldogs are right around the ball, looking to get it. It's going to be picked up by the Wildcats. They're immediately leveled down by the Bulldogs. .3:15 left in the half. All right, the Diamond Dog defense is going to have to make something happen here as Wildcats get set under center. There's a snap, pitch to the far side. Now the running back is coming back to the near side. Still on his feet, being chased. Touchdown, Wildcats. That puts the score 62-14. As the Wildcats get ready for the PAT, they're going to do a field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's good. .64-14, Bulldogs down with 3:01 left in the half. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Ira Baptist Church, seeking to make disciples to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. With Sunday school for all ages at 10 a.m., worship services at 11 a.m., with expository book-by-book, verse-by-verse preaching. On Wednesdays, they have a meal starting at 6 p.m. with youth, kids, and Bible study afterward, or prayer meeting afterwards. For more information, visit fbcira.com or search Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Cogdill Memorial Hospital. When quality health care is important to you and your family, use the local care at Cogdill Memorial Hospital. We're here to support your health care needs with us through our telehealth office visits, emergency room, outpatient services, or expanded walk-in clinic hours. For more information, call us at 325-574-7441. Wildcats kick the ball. Not going to go quite far enough. Roll out of bounds. So it's going to be Bulldog ball. Relatively good field position. Looking to make something happen here. 301 left in the half. Bulldogs down 64-14. Bulldogs needing to score here in 3 minutes to keep this game alive. Run up and they get set in the Ira eye. Now the commotion has a half. There's that pitch to McCallum around the far side. McCallum still on the feet, but not able to get to the line of scrimmage, being swarmed by defenders. There's a flag down. Looks like a face mask to me. Yep, that's what they're going to call. So now, it's going to be a 15-yard penalty and a first down for the Bulldogs. So instead of getting the ball up to 38, now the ball's going to be moved up to the Wildcat 23-yard line for a first and 15. With 2 minutes, 45 seconds left in the half, Bulldogs trailing 64-14. There's a sad motion. Weaver out to the far side. Pitch back to McCown right on the far side. He's going to be hit and brought down. So now it's going to be a first or second and 17. The ball's going to be on the 25-yard line of the Wildcats. It's about a 2-yard loss. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left in the half. Partain gets his team set in the Ira eye. There's snap hand up underneath to Weaver. Weaver weaves his way forward, but the ball comes out. Fumble on the play. That is exactly what happened. It was a dive by Weaver. Weaver fell forward. Thought he had it, and then looked back, and the ball was on the ground. And so Wildcat stepped on it. So it's now Wildcat ball with a minute 53 left in the half. Bulldogs down 64-14. Wildcats just now sending their play in. They got 7 seconds left on the play clock. Run up side, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Then they get under center, and the Wildcats are going to call a time out. I'm going to say thanks to all the sponsors that supported these broadcasts. Prosperity Bank, East of Hand of Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall, Insider, Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron Metal, Texas Farm Bureau of Agents, Forney Miller's First Bank and Trust, and Snyder, the First Church of God, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Booster Club, S. McCown's Photography, and Cogdell Memorial Hospital. Bulldogs down 64-14 with 153 left in the half. Let me pull up my app. We'll check some scores from around the area. Ford County is now up on Knox City, 29-22. Snyder is up on Seminole, 14-0. Nazareth is trailing Turkey, 31-24. And there you go. Westbrook gets the ball, and they kneel it. Clock there at 1:27. The Wildcats have kneeled the ball. They're going to let the play clock go down again, and then I would anticipate them doing it again at 2nd and 17 right now. They've got the downs. We're going to have to do it 2 more times. And there's the snap and the kneel down. There's 40 seconds on the play clock. 1:01. On the game clock marching down, and the Wildcats are just going to have to do that one more time, and unfortunately, that'll be the season for the Bulldogs. I look out there and see, right, I believe the 6 seniors are all on the field right now. for the final play of the year for the Bulldog football team. There's the snap and the kneel down. And that's going to be a game. 29 seconds left on the clock and counting. But the Bulldogs can't stop the clock. It's going to end 64-14. A tragic ending for the Bulldogs. Not what anybody hoped for or wanted, but it is what it is. And so make sure to see any of those young men or any of the coaches around or cheerleaders or whoever who put out so much effort this year for the team. Make sure you tell them thank you for doing the same thing. It's been more than a joy to be with you this year. I'll see you around in Ira and all the other Bulldog festivities. Thank you if you sponsored these broadcasts. But I'm going to sign off, and we will see you around.